Career Corner is a program produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can find complete programming of the Radio Talking Book at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. Your host for the Career Corner is Ann Obst.
Next, we'll turn to an article from the same issue of the Wall Street Journal titled, Job Seekers Face Virtual Interviews, by Dahlia Bazaz. For job seekers looking to make a good first impression, a working webcam and a tidy room might be the new firm handshake. First-round job interviews are the latest part of the hiring process to undergo digitization as companies use video interviews to cut recruiting costs and times. Cigna Corporation, Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated, and the International Business Machines Corporation are among the employers now asking some applicants to log on to a website and submit video responses to interview questions in lieu of talking with a human. The method has grown in recent years as nearly everyone has access to a laptop or smartphone with a front-facing camera, and companies say it is an efficient, fair, and inexpensive way to process hundreds of applications. Salt Lake City, Utah-based HireVue Incorporated, which provides video interviewing software for Goldman Sachs and 600 other firms, said it hosted nearly 3 million video interviews last year, up from 13,000 5 years ago. Most video interviewing programs require applicants to click a link or install an app. Interviews begin with a prompt such as, tell us about a time you had to deal with conflict. That stays on screen for about 30 seconds. Then the camera turns on and the candidate has anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes to respond before the next question pops up. Human resources staff then review the videos and pass along promising applicants to managers for consideration. Applicants who make the cut are typically invited to a one-on-one interview. Computer-guided interviews take some getting used to. Amy Hall was never the type to get nervous during the job interviews, but when the 29-year-old had to complete a video interview last year for an internal job switch at Cigna HealthSpring, she recalled feeling apprehensive and camera shy. She waited until after work hours and used a computer in the IT department. With the door closed, she clicked a link to Cigna's video interviewing site. Replaying footage of her interview responses was very uncomfortable at first, she said. She resubmitted 2 responses, but ultimately found her stride and even preferred the video format because, she recalled, you're not trying to perform. Last January, she got the job as a senior data analyst managing records for Medicare doctors. Video interviews have significantly reduced travel costs for Cigna recruiters. Frank Abate, a senior recruiter there, said one of his colleagues racked up more than $1 million annually just traveling to meet candidates. Since adopting video interviews 4 years ago, that colleague's expenses are now under $100,000. Companies say they seek similar traits in video interviews as they do in traditional interviews. Recruiters at IBM and Cigna said they evaluate candidates based on how well the person communicates his or her thought process, whether the person answers all parts of the question, and whether he or she makes eye contact. According to Mary Wilson, a Cigna hiring manager, Ms. Hall's interview stood out because her responses seemed like they were addressed to an actual person, not a camera. Others tend to fidget or look away, but she looked directly into the camera and answered the questions thoughtfully and carefully, she said. HireVue, InterviewStream, WePow, and other vendors that make video interviewing software say their programs make hiring more fair because all applicants must answer the same questions, placing substance over schmoozing and small talk. Video interviews might also present some problems because managers cannot ask follow-up questions or engage candidates further on a point, said Carol Miaskoff, Assistant Legal Counsel for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Taking robo-recruiting one step further, some HireVue customers have an algorithm review the video interviews for them. Using data about the skills and attributes companies are seeking for a given role, a program called HireVue Insights scans videos for verbal and facial clues that match those skills, then ranks the top 100 applicants. That concludes an article from the August 17th issue of the Wall Street Journal titled, Job Seekers Face Virtual Interviews by Dahlia Bazaz.